This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Or maybe there are things you can't see, and all those things are happening to bring a better ending. Someday, somehow, you'll see, you'll see. Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Hi, I'm so happy to be back with you today. Today we've got a great speaker, Danon Simpson. I've known for, I don't know, 6 months now, I think, and she has just impacted my life so amazingly. She's the president and owner of Danon Simpson Insurance Services. It's a full-service insurance brokerage firm, and I want her to explain exactly what she does, which is amazing. I just have to say, Danon, that when I first met you, we were at a seminar, and you were just fretting so terribly bad. I mean, it was just amazing to watch you in action, because you had gone to such great lengths to come up with the best plan for this company, and your heart was so into it because you care so much, which there's so many companies out there that just don't have that type of passion for what they do, and your heart is in it. It's so obvious, because I just watched you. You're there. You spent money to be at the seminar, and you couldn't even focus. You couldn't think about anything but this customer. And it wasn't that you were missing out on the money that was going to bring you. It was that you felt that they were being taken advantage of. You felt that this other company was not being completely forthright and upfront with this company, and you just felt like you just wanted so badly to explain everything and be everything to them. And, you know, people have choices to make, and you were so good in the way you handled it and everything. And it was so nice to walk alongside you at that time. And we sat and we just prayed.
Yes,
that,
we did.
That their eyes would be opened, and that they would understand, and the discernment would be there to where they would see that apples and apples and apples and oranges, they're not the same.
That's right. That's right. That's
yes. Right. So just tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, thank you for this. I own an insurance brokerage firm, and it's not something that as a little girl you say, I want to grow up and be an insurance broker, but I've actually had a wonderful life and worked on Dallas and did a lot of fun things that were glamorous in my life. But today I think I'm more satisfied in working and doing God's work, which is in the insurance field, which is very important. And the incident that you were talking about, it's a client of mine since 1998, and we were renewing their property and casualty, because we handle employee benefits, property casualty, and workers' compensation. And we were actually renewing their workers' compensation as well. So it was finding the best price and the best products, and they were being taken advantage of. Their policies were incorrect, and this is a very large company here in Southern California, so it was important to get their policy correct and their pricing the best that we could possibly bring forth, and we did it with your help and prayers,
yes,
you and Melody.
Yes. Thank you, God. Yeah, for sure. It was wonderful just to see the whole thing, and I know how that feels, you know, when you go out of your way to do and be, and you just know that what you have to offer is the right thing, and not everybody understands that, and they don't understand how we feel, and they just go with bottom dollar. And even though the bottom dollar might look good on the surface, it's really not the quality of service that they would be getting if they went with you. And so what type of clients do you have?
Well, we're really blessed. We actually have many nonprofit agencies such as Make-A-Wish and Children's Institute. Those are for here in greater Los Angeles area. We also represent the International Church of the Four Square Gospel, their corporate offices here in LA, and which is, they have employees throughout the world, and we handle missionaries for them, which is such a blessing for us. We love the church, and we have manufacturers, advertisers, just every type of industry, nursing homes. I was a nonprofit fundraiser for many years, so I love the elderly and the young. And through this work, God has still blessed me with still working for those in the nursing home and helping the elderly, as well as the Make-A-Wish Foundation that helps children, of course, and Children's Institute that works with children. So it's interesting how I'm still serving the young and old, and as well as all of us in between.
Yes, and you do a great job at it.
Thank you.
This is the Sue Freeze Show, and you're listening to Danon Simpson. And if you'd like to contact Danon, contact her by internet, D as in dog, S as in Sam, insuranceservices.com. Again, that's D as in dog, S as in Sam, insurance, dsinsuranceservices.com. You were uninsured for a period of time, and it was a really tough time, and it's kind of, I think, what brought you to where you are right now. It's funny how our life experiences cause direction. You know, that we have these crossroads in our lives, and those crossroads can you know, we go down this path, and all of a sudden something comes in our path, and we say, oh, gosh, I can't go down that path anymore. I got to go down this one, and it's the one God wanted us to go down, as long as we're listening to His voice. So what happened? What was that about?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and based on what you just said, too, it's like a tapestry. When my mother, you know, when I was little, she used to say, you know, our life is like a tapestry, and it has different threads, and there's that thread of gold, which is God's path, and I really believe that. As a young person, I was 18 years old, so I had become an adult, and my father was an aeronautical engineer. He lost his job, so therefore I lost my insurance along with my family, and I was in a really bad accident, and I was 18, and so I went to the hospital for 2 months, and it took me until I was 25 to pay all those bills. And back in those days, I mean, you couldn't imagine leaving a hospital without paying the bills. So it was something I created a plan, and I worked for a dental assistant at that time. But right after the accident, and actually before the accident, in high school, I was a dental assistant. And so in the accident, I did lose several teeth, and I had to go around for 6 months without teeth. So it was difficult to be a dental assistant with no teeth in my head. So, but the blessing was God had a plan. He introduced me to one dentist that I had worked with before as a secretary for the Dental Association in Dallas for the dentist I was working for. And he actually was such a wonderful giver and God's man. And I was directed to this dentist who was a believer. And he actually repaired my teeth for free and showed me how to get on food stamps and support myself, so I was able to pay all my bills. And then I went on through many other careers, but here I actually thought I was going to work for a advertising company, but it ended up being an insurance industry, which I thought was wild at that time. But I took the job, and it ended up that now I understand God's plan, that gold thread through my life. It really is all about the insurance when I go back. I mean, having that experience in a dental office for 4 years, now when I help people with their claims in dental, I understand it. And I've just been really blessed through my different experiences in my life.
You're fully, it's like you're rounded because you know it from different angles. Mm-hmm. So you have a real good, great understanding of what's going on. I'm interested about this Dallas thing, the Dallas where you were on the Dallas show. I used to watch that all the time. And I think I remember you on there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What
I had
was
a big
that like?
Blonde hairdo.
Yeah.
It's Kendall Chapman, the receptionist at the Ewing Oil Company.
Yeah.
So I was the official greeter of all and watched all the shenanigans as they were performed at the Ewing Oil Company. And we actually had a 30-year anniversary just in the end of 2008 at South Fork Ranch. It looks exactly the same. And it was so much fun to see everyone. I worked on the show for 10 years, and it was just a wonderful experience for me. I was really blessed at that time as well. And it was good to see Larry Hagman. He looked great. And Linda and Patrick Duffy and everyone again. Good times. It was truly a reunion.
Do you miss it?
No, I love what I'm doing now. I really, you know, that was a wonderful career at that time. But when my little girl was in the first grade is when the last show of Dallas ended. And at that time, I was doing commercials and print work. And I just decided to get out of the industry and really... I was doing nonprofit work as well as fundraising, and that also I wanted a, quote, real job, which that was what the insurance truly provided for me, is a real job, no doubt.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's such an important thing. You know, people take it for granted, that insurance, but until they need it. Mm-hmm. And then when they need it, that's when it's like, oh, my gosh. You mentioned a couple things about my business saying, do you have this insurance? And I went, wow, I don't know. I don't even know what you said, but I'm going to talk to you later about that because okay. There was some kind of coverage that you mentioned. And I thought, I don't think I have that coverage. And you said, I should have that coverage. So right. I'm going to get back with you on that.
It was probably employment practices liability, I believe. And that's the coverage that would cover you if there was a claim from an employee, a personal
right.
claim of sexual harassment, wrongful termination, or discrimination.
Right.
Which
that's
I know you won't have that problem. But.
I hope not. I hope not. You never know, though. You never mm-hmm. know. So it's better to be safe. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is a Sue Free Show. My guest today is Danon Simpson. You know, you mentioned something about you never thought in a million years you would be doing what you're doing or whatever. And I was mm-hmm. thinking about me with the termite lady thing. And I'm like, well, I don't think I would, you know, I didn't wake up one day and thought I would be that either. But you know what? We're called to do certain things and mm-hmm. we both have passion for it. And we're both women in business. What's it like being a woman in business? I mean, what is the level of how many men versus how many women in the position that you have in your industry? What would you say it is? Are there more women or more men?
Oh, definitely more men. It is a man's world, no doubt. Now, it's changing. Most of the women are in account managers, and there's a few executives as women, but that was the one thing that was kind of difficult for me. My mother was very independent. She was born in China and came here at 16, so very independent woman. She taught me to be independent, thank goodness. And so I was able to really succeed in this business, and I think more of it was on the passion of, this isn't about the price. This is about a human being trying to cover their family on insurance. So, you know, I really want to make sure that they're paying the absolute best price.
Right.
And that focus is in our office. And if any employee comes to our office and they don't have that same heart for, I mean, we pray with our employees that have, you know, diseases. We deal with a lot of people who have, we just had a heart transplant. One of a special person in my life, we had one of my employees had a heart, a open heart surgery. And I had five people just since January that have had cancer that have all been healed. And we have a baby that's in the hospital, a $1 million baby at UCLA today that, you know, and I sit and I take the time and I pray with these people and God just does such amazing work. So it's not only about the doctors and surgeons out there, you know, God, of course, is the best surgeon, but it gives people peace of mind along with the insurance. So it's really having the heart for serving God and his people.
Right. I have insurance. I'm not using you now because I've already been committed.
Right.
But my insurance guy, I see him twice a year.
Mm.
Renewal time and one other time. And I was thinking, you know what? I really need to see you more, you know, because it's about connection. It's about mm-hmm. relationships. Mm-hmm. And I see that you bring your, you develop the businesses that you work with. You educate the employees of the businesses, not just your employees for you and your business, but also the employees of the companies that you're working with. I've mm-hmm. seen you in action doing that. Mm-hmm. And you bring these little gifts. You're just the biggest gift giver I've ever seen.
Right.
You know, you're just amazing in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you really care, you know, mm-hmm. and I think that, you know, men care too, but I think that women have this different element. I just think they do.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner myself, I feel sometimes I'm everybody's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good and bad.
Right.
Right?
True.
Mm-hmm. But I do the same thing, and I feel good about that I care.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, people don't take it the same way, or they don't... people say, well, how come you keep doing it? You're just getting burned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, no, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Right.
Doing God's work. That's exactly it.
Exactly
we feel
right.
the same way.
Yeah.
And I think as women in business, you just nailed it. And that's exactly correct. We are mothers. And the difference is the passion is something that I found lacking in brokerage firms that I had worked for. That my very first experience, you know, I would go out with my sales manager and he would say to the client, okay, well, we're gonna promise you 6 hours of safety training. And then we'd get in the car and he'd say, well, we're really only going to do two. And I went, no, it's six, period.
Right.
And, you know, so I just, I had a real, you know, my yes is yes, my no is no, and I would not alter that. So, and that was difficult. And I had been an independent contractor my whole life, and I found being an employee a little awkward, and I just wasn't willing to do wrong. It had to be right. And so finally, my clients are the one that inspired me, and they said, Danon, you need to start your own company. You need to just do this your way. We have followed you to different brokerage firms because we believe in you, and you love us and care about us, and we know that. And so, you know, luckily I listened to them, and now, thank God, I mean, we have a wonderful firm in Woodland Hills, and we're doing really well. And you know, I think the difference between men and women in business is just that. It's a little more motherly, and also budgeting. I actually find that a lot of the firms I worked with, they didn't have budgets. I actually developed a few of the budgets for a couple of the firms, and they used it on how to stop servicing rather than how to provide more services, which was very frustrating to me. My daughter went to school at Pepperdine, and she actually developed this budget that we use today. We budget everything, and we just give back, and it's kind of a tithe principle, you know, give back that tenth to God, and give back that tenth back to our clients who we're serving.
That sounds awesome. You're listening to the Sue Free Show, and today we're listening to Danon Simpson. She's with DS Insurance, and you can reach her at dsinsuranceservices.com. So you've been in this business how long now?
Actually, I've been in the business for 12 years, and I've had my firm, we're going into our fifth year.
Okay. And you started this?
Yes.
And it's your name?
Yes.
In the title?
Yes.
So it's 100% woman-owned.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you've been married how long?
I've been married 29 years. April 11th
Wonderful.
Was 29 years. So
wonderful.
30s the next year.
Wow. I just passed that myself.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you. He's working with you now. How is that?
I know.
How is
Go
that?
Go figure. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my husband. My husband worked at Paramount Studios, and he worked there 29 years, and he ran part of the largest lot, you know, the part of Paramount that was deemed really the largest part, which was the property department. He handled drapery and many different things. He hired set decorators and property masters, and he worked with the producers on the budgets. That's where I get my budgeting from. But anyway, so when 9/11 hit, you know, Mark, that job just, they actually got rid of all their middle managers. And so Mark did some shows. He was worked with set decorators on a Poseidon Adventure, etc. And then finally, he saw that we were successful. So he actually came into the office for about 6 months and watched. And he just had his own office, and he just watched and carefully decided if he really wanted to do this or not. And through the blessing for us, and plus I wasn't sure if I could work with him. We're both very strong personality types. But gosh, as our marriage is beautiful, he's really beautiful as well. And he runs the operations.
That's awesome. So do you guys have healthy boundaries in the workplace?
I'm not sure what that is, and every CEO that I'm hearing from InConvene that we work with, you know, I think so. You know, we do talk about business when we're at home, but that doesn't seem to be uncommon, and we're kind of excited about that privacy and talking about it, so mm-hmm. It's okay. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's actually, he sees more of me now than he's ever seen me in 30 years.
Absolutely,
so
absolutely.
I think it's great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I worked with my husband for 20 years.
Okay.
And it was interesting, but it was difficult for us. It mm-hmm. was difficult because we had different ways of managing people.
Okay.
And the boundaries sometimes were, we would step over. And so we had a difficult time a little bit. So it's wonderful when I hear husbands and wives that can work together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our mission field, the marriage is a mission field. And so we're supposed to be able to be on mission together. And that's a wonderful thing that you guys can do it. Not
right.
Everybody can, though. There's a lot of marriages. They can't work together. Like you said, you were apprehensive. You didn't know if you could.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the thing is we have different strengths, and his strengths complement mine greatly.
And that's awesome.
My weakness is he's much stronger in certain areas than I am, and he does a great job with the employees, and they respect him and like him. So it works out well. Thank you.
You do well with the employees, too, don't you?
Oh, I do. I love them. I probably spoil them too much.
I would bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have what I was doing, I'd probably come work for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you the mic now and just say, you know, if there's something you want to say to the people listening right now, I'm kind of putting you on the spot a little bit.
Oh, you are.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I just say that, you know, I just pray that each of you that are having medical difficulties out there to know that there are organizations out there, managed care organizations that can help you. And, you know, I'm at in Woodland Hills. It's Denon Simpson Insurance Services. So if anybody would want to call, we can guide you. We work with elderly and all types. But I just think, and if you, you know, have those difficulties or health issues, just know that God is the best surgeon. And I've seen such miracles. A woman just got a heart transplant. She's fine. And I've just seen great miracles. So have faith in God, because he can heal. Amen. He does.
Amen.
He does.
This is the Sue Free Show. Today, my guest is Denon Simpson. Things are so iffy right now in the world, you know, with all the new decisions coming down from legislation, and you know, we've got the COBRA issues. We've got all the issues that are at hand. Mm-hmm. What kind of advice would you give the people listening?
Well, right now in healthcare reform, the first things to know is the COBRA subsidy was just extended to May 31st. So if any of you have been termed in this month, you will be able to pay only 35% of your COBRA. Your company has to pay 65%, but that's reimbursed to them through their payroll taxes. So don't feel bad about that. That's okay. The other thing is that the other thing that has passed currently is if you have a child that is 26 years old, they're able to come back onto your plan even if they're married or even if they're not in school, a full-time student, such as my daughter is 24. She could come back onto my plan or my husband's plan if she wanted to, even though she's engaged to be married and she's independent. They don't have to be a dependent anymore. The other thing that is happening right now is if you, the children, there's no more pre-existing for any young person 18 years old or younger. That is a definite now, no pre-existing. So they can come and have that taken care of. And those are the ones for right now. In 2014 is when a lot of the other changes occur, and that's just after the re-election, of course. And so those changes are going to be, it's an exchange. It's kind of like Medicare. It's going to be pretty complicated. So that's what we do as brokers, is help people understand. But employer plans are going to remain pretty much the same. So if you're in an employer's plan, just please thank your employer. You know, don't complain. Thank them. Be a part of that. Even if you don't believe your benefits are terrific, please appreciate and be grateful, because your employers they're not required to have the insurance today. But in 2014, they are required. Otherwise, they're going to pay a penalty. And it's going to end up being about $2,000 per person. And there's going to create a healthcare exchange that's going to be where anybody can go into the healthcare exchange as an individual and get insurance as well as a company. There'll be some benefits to companies with 10 employees or less. And there's some criteria around that. Those are the main things to focus on.
I know a lot of businesses that I deal with the pest control and termite industry, there's a lot of companies that don't offer insurance. And if they do, it might be a 50-50 thing if they do at all. Mm-hmm. I do much more than that with my company. So when this came out, I was like, oh, that's no problem, because I'm already doing that. And I feel really good about it, because
Bless
I think
you.
The benefit is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And I care about my employees, and I want to make sure that they're covered, because they might not do that on their own. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad. But what was worrying me is that I do insure my employee, but I don't insure their families.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the significant others, where
right.
it's not even, you know, that whole marriage thing. So I'm thinking, wow, I don't know if I could stay in business. I don't know if I could afford it, because, you know, let's say, you know, 50, 52 employees, you know, $150 to $200 a month payment per employee mm-hmm. is around where I'm paying. And I was thinking, wow, if I had to pay for their family's benefits too,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could afford staying in business.
Right.
And that's kind of what the government is kind of going for. And I'm like, wow, are they trying to chase all of business out of California? I'm not a politician, and I'm not into political things unless it affects me personally in business.
Right.
And that's something that kind of makes me a little nervous,
right.
those decisions.
And you know what? You have every right to be concerned. I think as business owners, I just came from a business owner just now before I met with you, and the same thing. I mean, you know, they're saying, I can't afford more. And renewals are going up. Trend right now is 13 to 40%.
Denon, it's been just wonderful talking with you and getting to know you even better on the radio. And mm-hmm. I'm sure the listeners have learned something from you. which is what we're here for. So I really thank you very much for taking your time out of your busy, busy schedule to come join us today. Mm-hmm. You're listening to KKLA 99.5, Intersection of Faith and Reason. This is the Sue Freeze Show, and you're listening to Sue Freeze.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home, no poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show. I'm Dave Dino, and we're kind of turning the tables on Sue. We're going to actually interview her instead of her interviewing someone else. And so I want to begin just by setting the stage and telling people what the topic for our time together is. And the topic is being a Christian and being in business. Particularly in your case, being the owner of a business and still being a Christian. How do you put your business and your faith together? Where do you begin on that?
Well, I wake up in the morning and thank God for having another day. When I drive over the hill, there's a cross on the hill, and I always look at that cross, and it's a reminder every day when I'm driving over the hill to just say a prayer. To pray for my employees, to pray for my family, to pray for my employees' families, and people that I do business with. Relationships is what it's all about for me, and connection with those people. And I have some incredible, incredible relationships and connections with people, whether they're suppliers, customers, employees. And it's just wonderful every day, the things that come my way. And I do have some frustrations and pressures on me, and I know I couldn't do it if I didn't have God to lean on and to ask, what should I do here? Because I feel so inadequate sometimes, and I don't have the answers. I just don't. And I feel the Bible is the rule book for life, and it's nice to have that rule book. I used to coach soccer with my kids when they were young, and I used to say that, you know, it's such a great learning forum for life, because in soccer, like any other thing we do, you get out what you put in, number one lesson. Number two lesson is you need to know what the goal is. What is the goal? In soccer, there was so many times where the kids would be going down the wrong way. They would be kicking the ball, going the wrong way. No, your goal's the other side. Your goal the other way. And then you've got the other team players that also need to know, you know, what's the goal? What's your position? What is your place? What is your part in this purpose? You know, and we all have a purpose. And in the Bible, it says that no body part is any more important or less important than any other body part. We all have a function in a purpose. And the purpose is, number one, is to lead people to the Lord, to love God with all our heart, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And it says in the Bible that if you do those two things, everything else will work itself out. I believe that. Sometimes it's hard, though, because you're faced with all these things that come your way. How am I going to make payroll? This person called in sick and we've got a full schedule today. How are we going to get those customers taken care of? This employee is having personal issues. How do I deal with that? And how do I deal with it in a manner in which I'm not forcing a belief on them, but letting them know I'm there and available to them?
Wait a minute. You mean that you're a Christian and everything doesn't just run smoothly?
No, it doesn't. But you know what? How would we appreciate the good times if we didn't have bad times? You know, it's like you have to be thankful. The Bible says be thankful for all things, and I am thankful for everything that's happened in my life. And believe me, I've had some things that have been pretty traumatic. But you know what? I'm bigger and better because of them. And I believe that our attitude determines our altitude. You know, we can choose to say, poor me, woe is me, and oh, I'm the victim here. Or we could say, you know what? I don't understand everything. I don't. You know, and at times I think God gives me more than I can handle. Just taking this radio show on, oh my goodness gracious, you know, the pressure and the responsibility of, you know, having a voice. Let me just ask the people listening, you know, if you were told that you had 30 minutes and what you said in that 30 minutes could change lives, could help people that are feeling hurt or down or even so depressed that maybe they want to end it. You have 30 minutes to give them wisdom or give them hope. What would you say in those 30 minutes? What would be the most important thing you could say to those listening that would make a difference in their lives, to where they would turn a corner, make a choice, do something different, have the courage, dare to believe? What could you say to them? Think about that, because that's where I was. I was like, okay, what do I want to say? What do I want to say? What's the most important thing to say? God loves you. That's important. I'm here. You know, I want to be here for those listening. I want to be a resource. I just feel that, you know, in times in my life when I've been hurting, the things that mattered the most was people who loved me, letting me know that they were there and that they loved me regardless. And it didn't matter what was going on at the moment, but they were still there. And the other thing that mattered to me is that God, I mean, the devil will give us this lie that we're unworthy, that we're not deserving of his love. We're not deserving of Jesus dying for us personally. And when I realized that I was worthy and that God did love me and die, you know, sent his son to die for, even if it was just only for me, that made the world of difference to me. I've done a lot of things wrong in my life, and I'm not proud of them, but because of those things, I feel I can relate to those that are listening. I feel that I come from a place where I'm not above anyone. I am right there with everyone, and I just feel like, you know, if I can love people and I can be of help, then that's what I want to do. I want to be a blessing.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show. And that is Sue Freeze. I'm Dave Dino, and we've turned the tables on Sue today, and we're asking her a few of the questions. Some people might describe themselves as a business person who happens to be a Christian, or perhaps they would describe themselves as a Christian who happens to be a business person. Which one would you opt for?
Oh, I think I'm both, but I think first I'm a Christian and then I'm a business person, because I think business comes and goes. Our character matters. And my daughter said that today, you know, there's a lot of people that want to make a difference, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of desires, but character is where people fall short, is that they don't stand for something and they don't stay with that stance. And so I think that matters. We are called to do the right thing. We are called to a higher calling, and that's not always easy. But what's wonderful is the second chances. You know, we are forgiven. We are forgiven. And that doesn't mean, oh, I can do whatever I want and it doesn't matter, God's going to forgive me anyway. That's not what it's about. But this rewords that I do in the end of my show, I was just amazed at how many rewords there were. And if you just think about what re is, you know, reaffirm, rebuild, restore, reconnect. It's all second chances. That's what re is. It's a second chance. Maybe it's a third chance, but we'll just say it's a second chance. It's re-something. And what's really funny is I own a termite company, a termite and a pest control company called Ecola. I am the termite lady. And I've been doing this for 30 years. And in that business, I worked with my husband for 20, which is a whole nother segment. But I worked with my husband for 20 years. And my whole desire was to work side by side with my man. I wanted to work side by side and build something together. I thought it would be in ministry. But if you think about it also, us in business, it is a ministry, because we are influencing people. And God uses leaders that are teachable. And for those of you that are listening that are leaders, are you teachable? Or are you just at the top making the decisions and just, it's like the parent that says, you know, I don't have to explain anything, just do what I say. I never taught my children that. My children have turned out very well, thank you, God. They turned out well. And I think the reason is because I respected them and I expected them to respect me. And I was consistent in my parenting skills. I was consistent. You know, they knew what to expect if they did certain things. And I didn't give them freedom to just do whatever they wanted. And another thing, in business, Sometimes I feel like everybody's mother, because a lot of those same skills come to be. And it's not that my employees are my kids. They're not. Sometimes it feels that way. But a lot of the same things apply. And biblical principles, they kind of overlap in different areas of our lives. So, for instance, a biblical principle, here's one. I own a fleet of trucks. And a lot of my employees don't have vehicles, or their vehicles break down a lot because they can't afford a vehicle that can be maintained well or whatnot. So what I do is, when I buy a new truck, I will give that truck to somebody that has taken care of what they've got. If they are very good with their current, if their truck is clean, if their equipment's clean, if they've kept it in nice condition and they've done the maintenance properly and on time, that person is being considered to be given a new vehicle. The biblical principle there is, those that do well with little are given more. So it's a biblical principle that I put into place. And there's a lot of those that help us. And the beauty of that is, it's a reward for that employee who's done well with what he's been given. So he gets more. And the truck that he's been given, at the extent of the truck life of 7 years, that employee that was assigned to that truck, he has first option to purchase that truck. That's another way of me helping my employees and giving them stewardship over what they've been given, to where they can take care of it and maintain it to where they will get it at the end of the season. So to me, that's really wonderful. With my children and with my employees, it's, if I give you a little as far as trust, or if I exceed something and I see them that they're not doing what they're supposed to do, they call in sick, they come in late, they're not dressed appropriately, they didn't shave, those things cause me to pull back, and they don't have as much freedom like our children, you know, when they don't call when they're supposed to, or they don't come in when they're supposed to, and they make me stress and I don't know where they are. My kids are grown now, but I'm just talking to those that have little ones. I will have grandkids someday, and I'm sure I'll be doing it again. But, you know, we pull back the boundary. We pull back that freedom because they have not shown us that they are capable of handling the freedom. So you pull the rein back. Same thing with employees. There's natural consequences for actions. And that's biblical.
You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show. That's Sue Freeze. I'm Dave Dino. We've turned the kind of the things on a little bit upside down here today for Sue. We are asking her the questions instead of letting her ask questions of others. You know, we talk about being a Christian in business, and somebody might misunderstand what that means. That it doesn't mean that we bring our big family Bible down to the workplace, and that we necessarily shout a lot of hallelujahs and that kind of thing. It simply means that we live our faith in the workplace, and others get to see us live our faith. The scripture says that they will know us by our love. They'll know us, first of all, by our love for one another as Christians, and they'll see the Lord through us. I got a phone call once from a person that I had worked with many, many years ago and had not thought about him for a long time, and he was driving through the LA area, and he called me on his cell phone. He said, "Is this the Dave Dino that used to work at Payless Drugstore? When I was a young guy, I worked for Payless Drugstore." I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, this is Bruce." And I remembered him. He said, "I wanted to tell you something." He said, "You remember back then I was really a wild guy? I had a wife, and yet I was messing around on her and all of that, and everybody in the store knew." He said, "And yet I always knew that you were a Christian, and I always watched you." He said, "And I saw things in you that I liked." He said, "I want you to know that I'm a Christian today."
Wow.
And part of that is because of what I saw in you. Now, that was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I wasn't out there actively evangelizing my coworkers. What I was trying to do was simply be a Christian in all that I did, in how I acted and how I conducted business at the store and how I did my job. And that had its effect. That happens for you as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. I do listen to Christian music because I need that to soothe me in my stress life. So I have Christian music playing in my office. So my office, my door policy, open door policy is open all the time. And so people come into my office anytime, and they'll see scriptures up on my screen because I have scriptures. I need to read the scriptures and have them in my heart. I listen to Christian music, and I just love Christian music. I love The Fish. I do. I have to admit it. I love it. So they do hear that. It's not something something where I have to go out of my way. I have a couple people that know me not very well, but they've said to me, "Wow, I didn't know you were a Christian." And I get so disappointed in that. I do. You know, it's like, "Wow, you didn't know?" And I'm like, I don't always have like a cross on around my neck and, you know, those things. But I'm thinking, what could I have done in that, you know, that inner relation with that person for them to know? I don't know what I could do different, but I just, that bothers me when I'm with somebody and they say, "Oh, I didn't know you were a Christian." And I have other people that, you know, customers and whatnot that'll call and they'll want to talk to me. And I had one lady who was having a really hard time. She was an elderly lady and she, her son was abusing her. And we were trying to get something done in her house and her son was just not right. She was paying all the bills and taking care of everything, but he was living there for free. And he was an elderly guy and he was taking advantage of her. And in that situation, I'm counseling her over the phone. She's my customer, but I felt she was being totally taken advantage of. And I told her, I said, "You know, do you have any resources? Do you have any friends? Do you have any other family that you know, you could call?" And she felt fearful. And, you know, here's a customer. It's a customer. It's not an employee. It's a customer. And I just felt so, my heart just went out. And I've kept her number. And every once in a while, I'll call her. And I'll just say, "You know, how you doing? You know, is everything okay? Do you need me to come visit you? Do you need anything?" And she's just so grateful. And it's so nice to be able to do that. I just love being able to do that. But it means having your antennas open and available and ready, you know, to do those things, to step out of your comfort zone maybe, to do those special things. You know, it's like I had another guest in and she was talking about how her life was changed because her parents didn't go to church, but she had a neighbor who took her to church every Sunday. And I didn't get to ask her for how many years, but it was years. I mean, I could tell that it was a long time that they took her to church and she is a changed woman and she's making a difference. And it's just so neat. Something as simple as having an empty seat in your car and saying, "Hey, you want to come?" That's a pretty simple thing, don't you think? And look at how it changes lives.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show. That's Sue Freeze. I'm Dave Dino. We have, as I've said before, we have turned the table on her and we are asking the questions of her. I want to talk a little bit about just your business itself because you mentioned antenna, and so I'm going to make that my transition over to your business. You said you're the termite lady. You run a termite and pest control business. That's yours.
Yes.
But you're a woman in a man's business.
Yes, I am.
It is considered a man's business. All the other ones are owned by men.
Yeah.
What's that like for you?
Well, I never have to wait for the bathroom. I always joke about that because when we have our conventions and whatnot, there's a lot of people in the pest control industry. If you pull open your Yellow Page book, if those are still available, I think they are. But if you open up the Yellow Page book, you will see pages upon pages of pest control and termite companies. And so there's a lot of people involved in our industry. And you know what? People used to say, like, if we go to a party and say, "Oh, what do you do? What do you do?" You know, and I would say, "Oh, I kill termites." People would turn around and say, "Oh, that's great." You know, and then they'd turn around and walk the other way. Or they would say, "Oh, man, you know what? I have this problem, blah, 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 blah." So either way, you know. But then I started thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know what? That isn't what I do. What I do is I protect people's most expensive investment, their home, and the health of their families. And I have such a different feeling, and so do my employees, about the importance of that position. And that's important to us because that's what we do, is we protect your house because termites never stop eating. So what's it like being a girl in a man's world? I kind of like it myself because, you know, you have a room full of men, you walk in, and it's not hard for them to remember your name because it's not Dave and Don and Bob and Joe, it's Sue or Susan or Susie or whatever. And so that's great. And plus, you know, you kind of stand out a little bit. I stand out a little bit when I walk into these places because I'm not of the same gender. So I would say that's pretty interesting. I think it's been more difficult. I think I have to be smarter. I think I have to work harder. And I don't want people to say, "Oh, it's just because of her looks or because of this or that, that she's in the position she's in." I've had to work really hard and really smart. And I work a lot of hours. And I'm not proud of that, really, because I think that it's, you know, it takes a toll and we all need to have quality of life.
As you've said in other programs, you could then be a success in your business or your ministry, but then you'd be a failure in your personal life.
Right.
You got to maintain the personal life first and foremost, don't you?
Right. Well, our kids need us. You know, people say, oh, you know, you devote 18 years. No, you devote your life to your children. You know, my kids are older than 18, and my daughter's having a birthday party, and I'm sewing up her costume, and it's just fun times, you know, and I want to be available always to my kids. You know, it's just so important, you know, and I just love, I love family. You know, my sister is just such a wonderful support, and I practically raised my little sister, and she's 5 years younger, and it's just so neat that she just says, you know, you can do it, you can do it. And those were what I used to say to her. I used to say that to her all the time, and now, you know, it's turned around, and now she's saying it to me, and she's just such a good support, and I just love her. And if she's listening, just, I love you, babe.
It's not easy to find the balance, is it?
Oh, balance. That's, you know, I was just thinking about that last night, balance. Balance is such a big word. And it's so hard to do that because you have things, you know, I always say I have monkeys jumping on my back all the time, and prioritizing what's really important. And what is really important is our families, our relationships with our families. And, you know, what they say is, you know, in your funeral, does God really care how many memos you wrote? Not really. Does he care how much you made? Not really, you know. Changing lives? Yeah, I think he cares about that. But it starts at home.
We've been talking about being a Christian in business and living your faith in your business, not leaving it behind at the door. Mm. What's been the hardest thing for you in your business?
Well, I try to be sensitive to people. Hardest thing, I don't know. Sometimes it's making payroll. Sometimes it's the people. I heard someone say, yeah, church is a great place if it wasn't filled with people. And that sounds so bad. But sometimes the people issues are the most difficult. You know, it's difficult because everybody is born with a different personality, different baggage, different needs, different desires. And, you know, it's just hard to balance that, you know, and everybody needs time. And there's only so many hours in the day. So you have to every day go, okay, what's the most important thing for me to handle today? And, you know, you pick up a piece of paper and you go, okay, I only want to handle this piece of paper one time. So it's either, you know, here or it's in the trash can. So it's just the hardest thing. I'd have to really think about that because it's different every day. It's juggling everything that needs to get done, figuring out what needs to be done first, second, and third, and putting an importance on each item as to what we feel is going to have the best return. But sometimes things look like they're the biggest return when really it's not. The smallest little thing could be the biggest little thing. You know, remembering birthdays, you know, it takes time out of the day to remember birthdays. But you know what? I call my employees when it's their birthday. I call them, I give them a card, and they just love that. They love it that I do that. And they're going, wow, boss lady, you remembered me? And it's like, yeah, of course I remembered you. I just had one just the other day, and he's a brand new guy. And I called him up. He's an older gentleman. That's the right way to say that. But I called him up and said, hey, you know, happy birthday. And he goes, oh my gosh, you remembered my birthday. And I said, of course, it's a special day, and it only comes once a year. You know, birthdays are important because they do only come once a year.
In business, you have a lot of stress. What do you do for stress relief?
Well, what I do is I dance. I'm a dancer, and dancing takes a lot of that out of me because I can express myself physically. It's I can sweat. My mom says, girls, don't sweat. But I sweat, and it builds muscle, and it keeps me flexible, and it's social, and it's just a wonderful thing for me. And it's competitive, and I like that. And it's in a different kind of arena, and I love music. So it's just wonderful for me.
Every program, you end the program with what you call a re word. What's today's?
Okay, today is reassess. Reassess your situation, reassess your business, reassess your position in your business. This is the Sue Free Show with KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. I'm just going to tell you to dare to believe. See you next week. Bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home. Your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.